Hey there, everyone. Barb Lynn here with today's talk about the value of a buyer's list versus a freebie list. Now, I want to ask you a question. What do you think is the lifetime value of everyone on your email list? This might be something you've thought about or something that you've talked about or something that you actually never really even considered, because I never really considered that either. But always, you want to hope that everyone on your list are going to go on to be a buyer of your products, affiliate links. But the fact is, there are folks who are going to stay on your list and never buy from you. They joined your list to get something for free, but may found out perhaps you're not there a cup of coffee. They never intended to buy anything anyway. They're freebie seekers, tire kickers, moved on to a different topic, etc., etc. So these folks, well, ideally they will unsubscribe from your list. And why I say ideally, because you don't want to pay for people who aren't going to eventually buy from you. They might go inactive, they might not open your future emails, and you know something? That just should not shock you. It's going to happen, period. You should not be worried or concerned whatsoever about people who are going to unsubscribe, because that's a fact of life. Folks will unsubscribe. You can't make everybody happy, and you shouldn't be concerned with making everybody happy. You should be concerned with pulling together a fan base of folks who love what it is you have to share. But at the same time, it's important to understand why somebody might unsubscribe from your list if they've signed up to receive something for free. And it's important also to understand why folks might actually be on your list and just never buy from you. Now, traditionally, folks tend to value buyers way more than freebie seekers, okay? And it might sound kind of negative that you base the worth of people on your list based on whether or not they ever buy from you, but let's face it, folks, this is business. This is your business. Your email marketing, it helps your business. But a lot of times, email marketers will value, obviously, folks who buy than folks who don't. And will value folks who buy again and again and again and pick out our higher price items than folks who don't. One of the reasons is true. We love providing value, but we also like supporting our families and such. And if folks don't buy in the future, well, we as marketers, we're not getting any value from them. It's a give and take. Always, not just a one, hello there, birdie, not just a one-way path. So you want to put more effort into folks who buy from you again and again, okay? Because these are the folks who are going to end up helping you support your business, support your family. So figure out what your higher ticket item buyers, that made very little sense, but anyway, high ticket buyers need and less than what the low ticket buyers need. So now remember, let's first take a step back. How are people getting onto your list, okay? Well, you could have had lead magnets. Folks might have joined your list because they bought a product of yours. They might be a proven buyer. They might have joined up for a freebie. They might have joined up for one of your lead magnet email classes. And folks are obviously interested in the topic, but maybe not yet proven buyers. So who is the most important person on your list? The person who actually buys from you, or the person, thank you, Bert, or the person who just doesn't do anything? We're not talking about their worth as a human being. We're talking about their benefit to your wallet, to your bottom line, to supporting your family online. So it's kind of obvious, proven buyers are way more valuable to you than freebie seekers because they're willing to take out their wallet. They put their money where their mouth is and they buy. And so they've made a commitment. So that indicates several things. Possibly they know, like, trust you. They like what it is you have to share. Now that doesn't mean that freebie seekers are never going to go on to become a buyer. I mean, the instant they buy something from you, they are more valuable to you as a list subscriber. But the thing is, some folks will, some folks won't. The person who has bought from you once is far more likely than the person who has never bought from you at all. So I would never tell you any single way to build your list, but you might want to put more effort into building a buyer's list as opposed to a freebie seeker list. It's very important. I mean, don't stop giving out your freebies and such, but then also focus as well on that buyer's list. With every product you sell, with every product you make, with every back-end bonus you might get on from other people's products or so, Strive to build that list. Automate the process if you can. Everybody who buys from you, they should be added to your list as a customer. And if you can, this is an advanced technique, but also very worthwhile, consider segmenting your list for maximum profitability. Folks who buy the higher ticket items, well, you can segment them to another list for folks who spend a lot more money, because maybe they'll be willing to spend more money on other things probably that you have to offer as well. Again, there's several different lists you can consider. You have your freebie list, you have your buyer's list, you have bunches of lists. Try to segment them so you can maximize your profitability. It's easy to do that. Your autoresponder service will create tools for, will offer you tools so you can create specific lists. You can set up a list only for buyers, set up a list only for freebie seekers. It's simply a matter of dividing the two so you have your freebie seeker and your buyer's list. Now, the way you work with these groups, totally up to you. Some marketers choose to delete freebie seekers because they say, well, they haven't bought. Others keep them around and they send affiliate offers. You know, what I do is after about maybe 3 to 5 months or so, I will review how many people have opened my emails on a particular list. I might start a 7 or 10 day process where I send out 7 to 10 gifts day after day to remind people, hey, you want to open Barbling's mail. And then I'll send out a scrubbing this list. Now, it's a notice that says, hey, folks, I'm getting ready to scrub this list. If you want to stay on, please respond, please do this, please do that, et cetera, et cetera. And then after that's over, I'll just delete the folks who have never opened my emails. Always, always keep your list as clean as possible, because even unsubscribed leads, you know, you're paying for them in AWeber, you're paying for them in GetResponse. You don't want to pay for unsubscribed leads. You don't want to pay for dead leads. Delete them and your life will be a whole lot. Your open rates will improve. So yeah, again, this is another reason why it's so important to use a professional autoresponder service. They will provide you the tools to find this. You can find the folks who are actively opening your emails, folks who are ignoring your emails. Tweak your list so they become more and more profitable. Pay attention to the differences in your list subscribers, because the fact is, you want to maximize the amount of money you make as an email marketer, right? So put your attention to building the relationship with the proven buyers as opposed to the freebie seekers, because that's the way for more profits to continue. So in closing, difference between a freebie list and a buyer's list. Buyer's lists are generally way more profitable, but don't ignore freebie lists because after all, freebie seekers can eventually become buyers. So that's Barbling here with freebie seekers versus buyer's lists. I hope you enjoyed and take care. Bye-bye.